Let's start by getting ourselves ready for a meditation. Bringing ourselves into a position where we can relax, whether that's sitting up, lying down, no matter where we are, we're in the comfort of our home, perhaps we're in the car. Doing our best to relax the body, to not hold any tensions anywhere, and then focusing on the process of breathing. So taking some really deep breaths in and then exhaling, breathing in again deeply. And exhaling. Breathing in again, imagining the energy circulating through the body. And exhaling. Thoughts of the future. Scanning over the emotions. Is there anything there that's making us uncomfortable, like fear, anxiety, anger, frustration? We can work with the breath and let it go. Keep our attention on a fixed point, like on the breath or on the heartbeat. In meditation, if we can work with that small percentage of essence that is awake within us, it'll help our practices greatly. We're going to work with the comprehension or the observation, the comprehension of an ego of anger. We're going to then work with the mantra of the Divine Mother to help us. And then finally we'll work with the mantra to help eliminate the ego. So let's start by doing a short retrospection of our day today, from when we woke up. We want to try and find when our ego of anger manifested. So at any point that we became angry. Could have manifested by using words of anger, shouting. It could have come out through sarcasm. Hopefully not through anything violent, but it may have. Generally, a common form of anger is through impatience. We're impatient with someone, maybe with ourselves, with someone else at work, someone in the family, children. Maybe we didn't express the anger, but we felt it. Could have been a repressed form of anger. So spending some time to try and find when this occurred during the day. In this process of observing this anger, we are also separating from it, not identifying with it. Now we want to deepen our comprehension. We're going to work with the mantra for the Divine Mother. We're going to use the mantra Ramiyo, R-A-M-I-O. Focusing in the heart, in the coccyx, on this feminine principle. We can imagine a snake, a serpent. We can imagine a beautiful feminine figure. Whatever it is that helps connect to this force, the stars in the night sky. Okay, working with the mantra 3 times. body, opening the heart, connecting with this feminine principle, connecting with the mantra and the effect of the mantra, how it changes the vibration. And then with this defect of anger that we have been observing, trying to go deeper in the comprehension. What does it want? What's its logic? What does it hope to achieve? Do we see its false reasoning, its false logic, its conditioning, its false perception of life, of the event? Can we see the damage that it does? Can we see another way, another explanation that anger, beyond the angry response? We can normally continue for as long as we need. The comprehension is essential to be able to successfully progress to the next step, which is the elimination or the release, the awakening. So we're going to work with the mantra KRIM, K-R-I-M, which is the mantra that is used for the disintegration of the ego, the shell of the ego, the bottle that keeps us trapped, that keeps us fixed in this certain way of being. So we work with the imagination, however we like. Imagine the Divine Mother, that force penetrating through this thing we term anger. Relaxing the body, the mind, the emotions. Allowing the power of this mantra, this vibration, to do its work. ideally, these practices create more space in us, more freedom. Freedom not to act in these set, predictable ways that we do. Freedom to act differently, in a more conscious, more awakened manner. Before we end, always giving thanks to the help of our inner divine mother, inner divine forces that exist. Maybe we don't perceive them every minute of the day, but try and acknowledge them in the heart. Now, this practice ordinarily is best done for much longer to get the full impact of the practice, but we can use this template formula in our own practice, in our own reflection, in our own time. So I hope that you enjoyed that.